Well, he told me.
Now, I welcome. It's 3 o'clock on June 3rd, 2025. This is a meeting of the Uinta County Commission being held in the Commission Chambers in Vernal, Utah. If you haven't, please quiet your electronic devices. Today we have Monica Hill with the prayer and Nicole Murray with the pledge.
Supported and upheld with their responsibilities. Father, we also ask thee to bless our first responders and our service men and women. We ask thee to bless them with safety and protection as they serve. We ask thee to bless our economy and this peace and safety of our community. We are grateful.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Where's she going?
Back to work. Okay, our first order of business is approval of the minutes for May 27th and May 28th. 27th commission meeting, 28th work session.
I've reviewed those minutes, and if there's not any other corrections, I would make a motion that we approve those minutes.
Any questions or comments? All righty, I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Mr. Wilkins, approval of warrants.
Commissioners, I have warrants from May 30th in the amount of $370,634.18. And everything just the standard bills this time around again. Finally, some of them big ones are dropping off, which is good.
Good.
Those, yes.
Okay, I'll call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the list of warrants as presented by Clerk Auditor Mike Wilkins.
Questions or comments?
I did have a couple questions on them, but I don't know if you can do it without your computer here.
Probably not.
There were a couple on there for the ATV Jamboree that said AMMO. They were right at the end.
I would have to go back and look.
Okay. I just was reviewing that and saw those. I just wasn't sure what that was for. And there was another two, I think, right by it that were just larger amounts.
There was, we did pay for the ATV Jamboree and everything was, because it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them had to be checks in last week's check run for them.
Okay.
So I'm sure.
No, I'm okay with it. I just didn't know what it was. I'll follow up with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Tax matters.
Which one's first there, Commissioners?
You got approval of the tax-exempt properties.
Okay, Commissioners, I'm presenting today the 2025 list of exempt properties. They're the same as they were last year as far as the ones that have reapplied and reapplied. The only one that is different is the Unity Place is coming off because it was purchased by Mountain Country Home Solutions, and they also qualify, so they're just basically changing name, and ownership did change, but they jump through the hoops and they still qualify.
Okay.
And I have emailed that to you, but I would request at this time approval for that.
Okay, call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we approve the 2025 tax exempt properties as been presented by Mike Wilkins.
Any discussion? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ratification of the 25 tax sale, please.
Okay, the next one. Commissioners, on the 22nd day of May 2025 at 10 a.m., the annual tax sale was held in the commission chambers. Following parcels located in Uinta County were offered for sale at public auction and sold the highest bidder for cash under provisions section 59.2, 1351.1 Utah Code. Tax serial number 04018-0043 was sold to Gary Showalter Trust for the amount of $622.30. Serial number 05058-0254 was sold to Branson Buckaloo for $851.02. And serial number 05582255 was also sold to Branson Buckaloo for $851.02. The time waiting period is up. They had 10 days for anybody to protest the sale, and it is statutorily now we move on to the next step to ratify the sale, and I will now issue tax deeds to these new owners of these properties upon your approval of the tax sale.
Haven't heard from any of them.
Okay. These were, most of these was one of Gary Shoulders was his driveway into his home, and the other two are landlocked, and there was only two people even had access to those, and Branson was one of them.
All right, call for a motion.
I'd make a motion that we ratify the 2020 tax sale as presented by Mike Wilkins.
2025, please.
Did I say
2020?
Uh-oh. Let's add five more years to that.
2025 tax sale as presented.
Any other discussion, comments? Okay. Based on the motion of the ratification of the 2025 tax sale, how do I vote? How do I call for a vote?
Aye.
All right, sir. Do we have any other tax matters with you?
Not with me.
Okay. Our assessor? Yes, ma'am.
Danette Brooks, Uinta County Assessor. County Assessor requests Uinta County Commissioners to approve a refund of taxes in the amount of $30.06 for tax year 2025 on business personal property account 1389 in Tax District 4, receipt number 19573. To be paid to the property owner on record, Lawson Industrial Services, after they submitted and paid their business personal property, they realized that they forgot to delete an asset. So after the deletion of the asset, there was a refund of $30.06, and the business is requesting that refund.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I would make a motion that we approve that refund, the refund as presented by Assessor Dennett.
Have any questions, comments, concerns? All right, call for a vote.
Aye.
Anyone else have any tax matters? Seeing none, we'll continue on. Number four, the interlocal agreement for governor's email services, government email services and support. With Uinta County Animal Control and Shelter SSD and Uinta Care Center SSD.
Mike, how do I hook this up?
Ms. Clark.
All right. Crystal Clark, IT Director. I have a visual, but I'm struggling with how to get my laptop hooked up. I know I'm the IT Director. That's silly. I don't know where the cables are.
We have good IT people.
Yeah, he's out. Oh, well, you hit it. You hit it. I didn't know where it was. I looked under the desk. This one right there. Is this your Okay, cool. All right. So, sorry about that. The interlocal agreement for for email services and support for Uinta County Animal Control Shelter and Animal Control and Shelter SSD and Uinta Care Center SSD. We have been providing them emails for 10 plus years. It takes no time for us. I mean, because they don't have a turnover that matters. We've never had an MOU or an agreement for this. I'm suggesting that we continue to provide them with emails and that we put an agreement in place so that we have some documentation moving forward from this. They're both both the animal control shelter and control are amenable to it, as is the care center. And they very much would like to because, as you all know, legacy of emails becomes an issue. If we were to remove them, the time frame associated would be very great. What we spend right now is no time to speak of at all because they have very little turnover. They have a total of 15 emails between both of those two agencies, and we have 300 or so emails as it is. So, and here's the agreement, and I've sent this off. Lauren helped me work, got this done for us, and we've sent it off to both Allison Hatch and Devin Cobb at the Animal Shelter and Care Center, and they're amenable to signing it as far as I know. So I'd like to see if we could approve this.
Okay. Request a motion?
If I may just add something. Okay. Commissioner Larson, is that okay?
Sure.
Because these are special services districts and the county has a special relationship with them that we want to keep at arm's length, we have this agreement, this interlocal agreement, where our IT department will obtain those emails for them, which we already have, and service them as needed, and they will pay us for that. They will pay the county for that, and that's the only, other than providing the email, that's the only work that the county will provide. We will keep those, they go onto a server with the other emails, but the county will not have access to those other than the IT department if they are requested to obtain those by the special services district. We just want to make that clear that we're trying to keep arm's length as much as possible, realizing that they are a special services district and we don't want to influence their daily operations at all, but we can provide this service for them at a more reasonable, less costly rate.
It's a pass-along cost. We just charge them what we pay annually when we get the bill.
I did have one question. Is there a reason we're putting them both on one interlocal? Because they're separate districts, right. It doesn't affect it if one decided to go somewhere else, they can sever and go?
So I thought of that. If we need to do separate, we can, but since they both stated they're interested in it, and one of them, their actions will not be held against the other. So we can if we want to, but I just put them both on there together because they both stated they want to continue as it is.
I mean, I think this line, by entering into this agreement, county does not intend to engage itself in the operations of the other parties, but merely to provide a beneficial and economical service, really sums up the whole agreement.
Right. I just noticed it being one agreement, but for two different districts. I didn't know if that
And they'll probably sign them independently, and we could probably... Do we need to do separate ones is the question, because I've already sent it out to them twice now.
If they request, we can. I think it's fine as it is because we're providing that same service. But if they want that, we certainly can. And I think the document does explain they're separate. We just, for convenience, we put them together.
In all clarity, I wanted to make sure that if something was to happen with a grandma request, we would be, as the email provider, we would have to do that. We've never had a grandma request for them. But if in the event there was a grammar request, we would have to provide those emails. That's the only area that I see outside the norm of what we do for them.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the interlocal agreement as presented by Crystal Clark.
Any other further questions or comments? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners, and thank you on behalf of the Animal Control and Care Center. I know they appreciate it.
Thank you, Crystal. All right, next, ordinance 0528-202-501, fee schedule. Lauren Anderson, civil attorney.
Thank you, Chair. I have a fee schedule update. I'm requesting that the commission pass and sign this. There are, three different departments who are changing the fee schedule on this. If I can just go through them one by one. The clerk's office, we noticed something was missing from the last one. They're requesting that the passport fee, the passport photos will be $10. That's what they've been charging, but it was just for some reason left off of the fee schedule. So we've added that. The library has added a couple lines in there that they request for their fee schedule. What they have obtained some book bags and earbuds, a couple items like that, and they would like to be able to sell those. They don't want to be in competition with any local private businesses. So what they're requesting is that they sell these. There are six items. They sell them for the market value plus 10%, rounded up to the nearest dollar. And they think that that will be sufficient enough that they're not in competition, but if someone is at the library and is in need of those immediately, they can obtain those items. And then lastly, the landfill. there's a new law that is coming into place where tires, landfills must charge $2 per tire. Previously, we have not been charging for those, but this is something that we can collect, and then the state will take those tires away. According to Mr. Jensen, the director of the landfill, the manager, they're receiving a lot of tires lately, and so this should help cover that. But it would be, they're requesting $2 per tire, plus they have a prepaid trash basket book. Once again, something was inadvertently left off. People can purchase those books with coupons for $400, $500, or $600. I believe the $400 and $500 were left off, so that is an option. And just also for a point of clarification, a few months ago, I believe we updated the fee schedule for the recorder's office, and we took off those old ones because the new ones are now in effect, because I believe they went to effect June 1st. So that this new ordinance will reflect those changes, although those changes have already been approved. We would just ask that you sign this ordinance. These will take effect immediately, and those are the only changes that we have to the fee schedule.
Okay, thank you.
Was there one more? I noted just a correction to the landfill that the fee was $1,300, yes. And it should have been yes, and it was supposed to be $130 or something like that.
That is correct. Apparently, that was there was a comma or something that had been moved, and that showed up on Mr. Jensen's, but did not show up on this one. So some of them might reflect that, or did reflect that, but we haven't been able to find that. But we did make sure that this current one does reflect it. Okay. It is the
thank you.
$130 instead of $1,300.
Yeah. That looks up. Okay. Speaking of, okay, call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we approve ordinance number 05-28-2025-01, the fee schedule as presented by Lauren Anderson.
Any further question or comment, discussion or comment? Good. Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. All right, the last one, SML Strategic LLC, has been tabled. We will hear that on the end of the month, the 24th, I believe. Okay, one other correction to this. We will have public comment. If anyone would like to make a public comment, please notify us now. I see nobody making public comment. It is yours, Mr. Lefevre.
Move to adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you.